Janelle here in studio. For Central Oregon Spotlight, I have Christine Kiefer and Whitney Russell, very funny women from Bits and Skits Productions. Thanks for being in studio today.
Thanks for having us, Janelle.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Really excited to have you here because you have two big shows coming up next weekend and you just had one last night.
So last night was stand-up comedy and live music with Mason James.
You've been doing comedy, sketch comedy, I should say, since last year, towards the end of the year. Can you tell us what was your inspiration to put this production company, Bits and Skits, together?
Well, like most things that revolve around women, we were out complaining about our ex-boyfriends together and then moved on very quickly. And Whitney shared some of her sketches. I really couldn't get through them without laughing. And I knew right then she and I would become awesome co-producers and have a lot of fun.
So you started off with an idea. What was the next step into making this dream a reality, Whitney?
Well, you know, there was a couple drinks involved at that time.
And who did you have, anybody in particular in mind in the community that you wanted to have be a part of this? Or did you start going out and asking if anybody would? How do you get this dream team together?
It was honestly a really hard decision because there's so many talented comedians out there. So I feel like at first we were just trying to figure out who also wanted to do sketch comedy because it's a lot different than just like stand up. You know, you have to do a lot of rehearsal and it's just a lot of work. And
is this something you thought you would do just one time or did you have a plan to do it monthly like you've currently been doing?
Oh, no, right away. I mean, one time, Whitney showed me all of her sketches, and they fill up a binder. And so we knew from there that was going to be something we're going to keep on doing for as long as we can. And it's been great so far. What's tricky is there's so many talented people in Central Oregon, and there's so many funny people in Central Oregon. It's really difficult to figure out who's going to work in which sketch or does the sketch come before the comedian?
And you started off in December with a Christmas-themed Bits and Skits sketch comedy, and it was one night, and it sold out right away, correct?
Yeah, it was unreal. Still very surreal, right? We had no idea what a big deal it was to sell out all pre-sales. So we had very few at the door, people at the door purchasing a ticket. The room was packed. Everyone was excited to be there.
There's a need for it in the community is what you
absolutely
saw.
Absolutely.
And so then in January, you did two shows. You wanted to say something, Whitney? Sorry.
I was just going to say that we were running around all stressed out at first, but then we calmed down after a while because we're like, you know what? This is really exciting. Like it was just so overwhelming, but in a good way, right? There were just so many people for December
supporting
show,
you.
And I loved it. Yeah, it
yeah, supporting you awesome. And your skits and the local community talent.
And skits and bits.
Yeah, and then this month, so one in December, two in January, and now three this month. Last night, you had kind of a little bit different of a show. Can you explain briefly what happened last night?
Last night, as usual, we went off the rails. And I say that because I was one of the comedians that lost her mind. But we had some just tremendous talent. If you've ever gotten the chance to see Steve Harbour do his comedy, I mean, he has these great giggles in the middle of his jokes, and you cannot help but laugh.
Who else did you have perform last night?
Steve and his laugh. I know from like a mile away, if Steve's somewhere, you know, I just hear his laugh from a mile away. We had Frederick Ridlin, which is Ben's oldest comedian.
Then we have the amazingly talented Liam Gibbler. And this one's for my mom because she has a total crush on Liam, like half of Central Oregon. So we just have so much fun with Liam. He's super modest. So for our sketches, we're really pushing him outside of his comfort zone. And every time he's like, "That's enough, guys," we're like, "No, we're going to need you to sing now." So he's in the show. He was up last night, and he's going to be in the two sketches coming up.
One of the sketches he's in, it's called Old Sink, and it's perfect for him. It's about a boy band. And if you know Liam and you see his hair, he looks like he's in a boy band.
Can you give us some details on how to get tickets, when the show's going on, all that good stuff, and any other comedians that are performing?
Yeah, we would be remiss in leaving out the super smart and talented Jodi Compton. I mean, she has this new segment that she's going to do, and it's just genius, and I'm so excited to see it, allow people to see it real soon.
So each night has a different musician. April 5th, we have Parker Sears, he's super talented. I've seen him at Equine Bar a few times. Haiti Sutton is on April 6th, also very talented young lady.
We really enjoy performing at the Capitol. The Capitol has been super supportive. It's a great opportunity. They've helped us with microphones and staging. And, you know, thank you, Josh, for all your help and support. I can't thank you enough. And a big shout out to them.
Is this a all age show or is this 18, 21 over? What are the details on that?
You will have to be 21 and over. Oh, also, we're going to have a happy hour at the Capitol at 5:30 p.m. right before the show. And there's also going to be vendors like Sparkle Strands.
Also, just a shout out to another sponsor of ours, Pretty Pussycat. They sort of embraced what we were doing, excited to see how it all goes down. And we have so much fun mentioning them along with Sparkle Strands. It's going to be mentioned in our sketches coming up. So just all around fun to have local talent, local stores, local vendors, and really highlight the fact that this is a great community we live in. I've yet to see another town or another place that I've lived really be as wonderful as it is here.
I agree. Can you give us a quick rundown of how people can find you on social media, where they can purchase tickets, and again, the time and place for the Bits and Skits sketch comedy that you have coming up?
Yeah, so make sure you go check out bentticket.com and look up Bits and Skits. You'll see all of our upcoming shows. Follow us on Instagram, Bits and Skits Productions, with an N. You got to get an N in there. Bits and Skits, so B-I-T-S, letter N, Skits, S-K-I-T-S.
Whoa.
And she can spell.
I got it. I had a flashback to a spelling bee.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much, funny ladies, for being in the studio today for Central Oregon Spotlight. We're so excited to have you here. Look forward to seeing the show at the Capitol coming up April 5th and 6th.